Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." This, of course, is from the Gospel of Luke, the last words recorded in this gospel version. We often associate the holy with silence. We say it was as silent as a church. It was as quiet as a prayer. We think of the holy as peaceful and hushed, something calm that takes place behind the scenes, muted, unobtrusive, inconspicuous. But the author of the gospel, according to Luke, writes that it's with a loud voice that Jesus cries out these final words. Perhaps more accurately, screams out these last words from the cross. It's a voice that reveals all the human desperation and fear within him. It's a prayer, actually, shouted. Completely human and totally divine, Jesus cries with a loud voice the words from an old and familiar Jewish prayer. It's from the 31st Psalm, and it was something like a contemplative offering of one's life before going to sleep. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The day is done. I've done what I can, and now I give myself to you." But Jesus doesn't whisper it. This isn't a private exchange between Jesus and his Father. This is loud enough so that the whole world can see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up. We usually believe that submission is a kind of surrender. Whenever we submit to any kind of authority, we feel like we're giving away our freedom, forfeiting some critical piece of our autonomy. But submission to a holy authority is something entirely different. Rather than surrender, it's a form of release. It is, as a matter of fact, perfect freedom. When Jesus says, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," he vocalizes what he's done his entire life. His every action has been in obedience to the will of his heavenly Father. "Into your hands I commend my spirit" is the giving back of his life as a gift. It's a giving back to the very one who bequeathed him his life in the first place. Commending, entrusting, conveying, consigning, granting his spirit to God means none of this is loss. In fact, Christ's power expands in the experience of atonement at one-ment with God. His reach is magnified, his influence enlarged. Episcopal priest Barbara Crafton wrote a poem about these last words of Jesus from the cross. She writes, "He can just lay it down. He can just stop. He has only just now realized in the lengthening spaces between ragged breaths that he can just not draw the next one. He is almost there already. The wall between the worlds is very thin. Now he sees it's simple to go on from here. Just stop the breath and let his spirit slip on home. In every way, this death is ours, the same fear becoming the same intentness, the same directional change. He has always said this, but we didn't believe him. We thought exception would be made for him because we hope exception will be made for us. But there are no exceptions. We can lay it down or have it wrested from us. We are almost there already. All of us who have life will die. Every one of us who now breathes in and out and in and out must eventually come to that final breath. And when we do, what a gift it would be to be able to commend, to entrust, to convey, to consign, to grant our completed selves back to the very entity who gave us our lives to begin with. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I'd like to invite each of you to linger here for just a little bit longer. 3 hours is a long time. What a countercultural event in the midst of this city that so many people come and wait and watch. I want to invite you to stay here beneath this cross for just a moment longer. And I want to invite you to bring to this place and to this moment your every loss. Bring to this place your every grief, your every disappointment, your every failure, your every sin. Bring to this hour every death you've ever known, every loss you've ever suffered, every broken place left in your life, because they must all be sacrificed with Jesus. You really must let them go. They must be taken from you, crucified with Christ, buried in that cold, dark tomb, and then raised up to new life on the last new day. At the foot of this cross, there's no room for indifference. Rational analysis probably won't be very helpful either. You can say you won't follow him. You can say you don't believe in him. You can even say that it's nobody else's business what you do or what you think or who or what you believe in. But one thing is for absolute certain. You can't do nothing in the face of this most unexpected, this most unspeakably generous gift.